Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
All right, well, I'm excited to share the word tonight, and I'm going to speak out of John chapter 14. So if you've got your Bible, you can go ahead and turn to it. Thank you. Appreciate it, KB. And we're going to read from verse 25, and this is what it says. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, "All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." It's an amazing verse, and as we unpack it, it's just going to really encourage you because there's so much in it. But tonight, if you are taking our notes, the title of my message is The Art of Receiving. The Art of Receiving. So let's pray. God, we just thank you so much that tonight, as we come around your word, God, that you have got work to do in each of our hearts. Lord, I thank you that the word never returns void, that it always achieves what it is set out to achieve. And I pray tonight, God, that we would see you in the word, that we would discover more about you, and that our hearts would be drawn to you because of it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Now, this verse is interesting, right? Because it's one of those textbook verses where once you understand the context of what is being said, it makes a lot more sense. So I would sort of say that to the original audience, to the Jewish sort of people and to the disciples of that day, when Jesus spoke this to them, it had great significance. You see, there was this Hebrew phrase, a Hebrew greeting, which was used everywhere. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And you see it throughout the Gospels where, you know, Jesus would say, peace be with you. But what's amazing about this scripture is it's actually based in this experience that Daniel has back in the day in Daniel chapter 10. Now, Daniel chapter 10 is this amazing chapter where Daniel, who has been praying, has a vision of this angel who comes and he's like, "I have been fighting ever since you started praying." And then after this angel comes, it says he looks up and he says, "One who looks like a son of man was there." He has this experience of Jesus himself in the Old Testament. And it says that he was like so overwhelmed with his bigness that he fell down. He had no strength left within him. And I want to pick up the story here, Daniel chapter 10, verse 18 to 19. And it says this, "Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength." So this is Jesus giving Daniel strength. "Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed," he said. "Peace. Be strong now. Be strong." Peace with an exclamation mark. "Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, 'Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.'" Do you know, in the day that Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you," it came not just as a greeting. It didn't just come as it came from the rest of the world. It came from the one who had the power to declare it, the one who with it brought strength. And so the disciples were actually sitting under Jesus at this point, just before he went back to be with God in heaven, and he was telling them that I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And as he tells them that he's sending the Holy Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, that will be with us and will live in us. As he sends the Holy Spirit, he says, "Peace." The same kind of peace that he shared with Daniel, the peace that brought strength, the peace that brought the ability to fulfill what was on his life. The strength of God came with that word. He says, "My peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. I give not as the world gives." And you know, the idea of peace, sometimes we can sort of think of it as tranquility, as the absence of sort of, you know, struggle, as everything just going right, as a holiday in Hawaii, you know what I mean? We just think peace as that absence of difficulty. But what this piece actually talks about is so much more than just tranquility. It actually, this word encapsulates everything God intended for mankind. Everything God intended for people from the beginning. Do you know, yesterday we had this incredible day called Encounter. And I just need to take a moment just to tell you about it because it was awesome. You know, about once a term we do this day. It's on a Saturday morning and we had about over 20 people there come for Encounter plus our leaders. So you can imagine the room downstairs is pretty full, pretty excited. And it's a day where we're not in a rush. How good is that? That in and of itself should be enough to sell the day to you, right? Where on earth can you go these days and not be in a rush, right? Well, this is one of those days where we're like, God, we're here to encounter you. We have three simple sessions. One session on forgiveness, learning what it means to walk in the forgiveness that we've been given and also to give that forgiveness to others. Another session on freedom, which talks about God who has done so much for us. How do we walk in that day by day? And an incredible session after a beautiful lunch about baptism in the Holy Spirit. But one of the things I just loved was when Pastor Larissa was teaching, talking about freedom, she was talking about God's original intention for all of us, for humankind. And it goes back to the story in Genesis chapter 1 of Adam and Eve and the fact that they were walking with God. They had everything they needed. They were in perfect relationship with God. They used to get this, walk with God in the cool of the day. How cool is that? Literally would go on strolls with God, just like having a chat. That was normal to them. But then along comes the enemy, along comes Satan, who deceived Eve and actually started to speak to them. Now, Adam and Eve absolutely had the choice to reject him and to continue to remain in agreement with God. But they chose instead to come into agreement with a lie, to come into agreement with the enemy of their soul. And when they did that, they handed over their authority and said, well, we choose to believe what you say, not what God says. And what's crazy is this is called the fall of man. And what came from that point was an instant realization that they were naked, an instant realization that this isn't good, and they tried to cover themselves. Shame came, guilt came, and it says that they hid from God. So what's crazy is the moment that they came into agreement with something that was not true, all of a sudden trouble came into their life. They were troubled. And then the result of being troubled is they hid from God because they were afraid. God says, where are you? Where are you? And it says, oh God, we realized we were naked, so we hid because we were afraid. Fear comes into the human story. Wow, what a terrible, terrible thing to come into the human story. And God is like, who told you you were naked? You see, God knew they were naked, but for him, he wasn't condemning them. But then all of a sudden, they had this realization, right? So the thought is this, right? This peace that they had with God was disrupted. They no longer had this access to everything God had for them because they had come into agreement with something that was not of God. Now, what Jesus is doing in this moment is he is reestablishing God's original intention for humankind with his disciples. He says, you know what? I'm about to do something, and when I do it, there will be no reason for you to be separate from God. Because any sin, any guilt, any shame, anything you've done or anything you haven't done, any mistake you've made, any regret you have, anything like that, I'm going to deal with it. And guess what? That's the same good news we get today. So you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, but like, what about the things I did in my past? What about the things I should have done that I didn't do? What about the mistakes I made? What about the things I've said? What about the people I've hurt? What about the sin, the error, the things that are not right? What about what happened to me? All of these reasons that we think we can't have peace and we live in trouble because of the weight of these things on us. Jesus is like, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. I don't give it like the world gives us. This isn't a simple greeting. This isn't like, hey, have a good one, champ. No, this is like I am actually sending my Holy Spirit and I'm putting power behind my words and you are now at peace with God because you believe. And boom, with it comes the power of God. Do you know, his peace is more than tranquility. It is strength. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I honestly believe that tonight, you might be here and this might be a whole new experience for you. Or maybe you've been a part of church for a while, but you've never understood that you, exactly as you are right now, are loved by God. That you, with all your failures, with all your, you know, brokenness, even with the fact that you know nothing about church, none of that matters to God. He doesn't care if you feel so out of place here that you are like, you know, you feel like you're just in the wrong place. God's like, no, I don't need you to fit in. I just need you to know. I don't need you to look like everyone else. I just need you to experience my peace. And he says, my peace I give to you. And tonight, I actually want to pray for people. Even right now, I don't feel to continue on until we do this. There's people in this room and you are not at peace with God. You are not at peace with God. You are under the weight of your own life, of your past, of your regrets, of your guilt, of your shame. And it's almost like you never thought you could be free of it. And maybe you've tried. Maybe you've tried. You've tried these 7 tips to, you know, a successful life, and you've experienced these, you know, holidays to try and seek peace. But who knows, the holiday in Hawaii eventually comes to an end and you return back to life as it was. Well, God wants you to know he doesn't give peace like the world gives peace. His kind of peace is not a Hawaii holiday that only goes for 2 weeks as a pause in your reality before you get back to it. No, his peace remains. His peace is a restoration of God's promises in your life. And if right now you can honestly, can't honestly say that I'm at peace with God, all you need to do is just ask for his peace. Ask for God to come into your life. Jesus did everything that needs to be done so that you can simply believe and receive. Believe and receive his life for you. Just before we move on with the rest of the service, can I just ask everyone just to close their eyes for a second? I ask you this just so you don't get distracted, and also so that people around you can have some privacy and that you can focus. Do you know, I might get the keys up as well, that'd be great. Do you know, if tonight you're here and you sense Jesus knocking on the door of your heart, you sense him reaching out to you and saying, hey, it's time to come home. Hey, I've got peace for you. My peace, I want to give it to you. My peace, I want to leave it with you. If you sense Jesus tapping on your heart right now and saying it's time for you to come home, do you know all you need to do is in your heart say, okay, yes, I receive. Yes, I want that peace. And I'm going to lead you in a little prayer, simple prayer. I'm going to lead you because you may have never, ever prayed before in your life. And guess what? That's fine. I'm going to help you. I'm going to say a few words. And if you would say them after me, but to God, do you know, I believe he will hear the cry of your heart. He will actually hear your heart in your prayer as you pray to him. And I believe he will, as his word says, come into your life, forgive you of your sin, and create you as a new person. And from this day forward, you are no longer who you once were. You now have peace with God. So with every eye closed right now, why don't we all pray this prayer? And if this is you and you're praying this for the first time, come on, pray it from your heart. Every voice after me. Dear Jesus, I know that you love me, that you gave your life up for me. Tonight, I give my life back to you. I thank you that you give me the peace of God. You restore me into right relationship with my Heavenly Father. You forgive my sin, past, present, and future, that I may live with God forevermore. I thank you that from this day forward, you walk with me, you talk to me, and you will live with me. I pray this now in Jesus' name. Just keep your eyes closed for a second. You know, I just sense there's people in the room, and man, that was more than just a... that was more than just a few words for you. That meant something to you. I would love to pray for you specifically. I'd love to just pray God's blessing. I'd love to just pray the peace of God over you and your family. And just so I know who I'm praying for, I'm just going to simply ask you just in a moment to raise your hand. And everyone's got their eyes closed, but I've just asked a few people just to help me so I don't miss anyone, but everyone else is going to have their eyes closed. If tonight you made that decision in your heart, you prayed that prayer from your heart, seeking a new life with God, can I just ask you to raise your hand so I can pray with you? Who's that tonight that you prayed that and it really, really meant something to you in your heart? It was a powerful moment for you. It just like you felt it coming from your heart straight to God. You felt like God heard it. If that's you, just chuck your hand up wherever you are. Amazing. Yeah, so cool over here. Great decision. Who else is like, this was big for me. This is a moment. Anyone else? Let's leave it open for just a quick sec. I don't want to rush this moment. Wow. Thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you so much. Just thank you so much that the moment we cry out to you, the moment we come to you, Lord, you are so faithful to meet us where we're at, to forgive us of all of our brokenness, to restore us to life again with you. And I thank you for these incredible people who tonight pray this from their heart to you. I thank you that the word teaches us that we are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And I thank you, God, that they were once dead but are now alive. God, that they have been born again into the things of God. And I thank you that from this day they would experience life as you intended it to be, the peace of God. We speak that over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can you give it up for those people that made that decision? So incredible. I might ask the rest of the band to come back up. I'm only going to share a few last things. And then I actually felt as I was praying for this service that there's miracles in this place ready for you. And I believe part of the reason I'm preaching this message and sharing these thoughts is because God wants to stir your faith to believe again, to access everything He has for you. So we read this scripture about the peace of God. And that what Jesus is actually saying there is He says, I'm sending my Holy Spirit and I'm leaving you right standing with God. I'm leaving you in perfect relationship. Not only will God be around you, He's now going to live in you. And because of that, I'm restoring you to how I originally intended you to be, in relationship with God, accessing the full power of God in your life. And you know, the truth is sometimes our circumstances can seem out of alignment with the promises of God. But there's a great scripture in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 to 22, and it says this, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him," right? "So through Him, the amen," which means I agree. I come into agreement with those promises. "So through Him, the amen is spoken by us." Do you understand what I'm saying here? So He is the one who has made the promises, and in Him, those promises are yes. But we come into agreement with those promises when we say amen. I believe it. I accept it. I align myself with it. And it says, "Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Now it is God who makes you and I stand firm." Do you know the beautiful thing about this Daniel scripture that we read? The original moment when this word was spoken, peace. The Bible says that when Daniel saw God, he didn't have any strength. But then when peace was spoken, when God spoke, when God touched his lips, when Jesus met him where his strength came, and the strength gave him the ability to commune with God. And I just feel this, right? Some of you are like, "I don't know if I've got the faith to believe for a miracle. I don't know if I've got the faith to believe for a healing. I don't know if I've got the faith to believe for a breakthrough. I don't know if I can handle it." Well, I got good news for you. Faith is a gift from God. Faith is something God gives you. When you come into contact with Him, He touches you, and all of a sudden your faith rises, and because of your faith, you see the grace of God move powerfully in your life. And I want to encourage you that tonight, you might not feel like you've got it in you to believe, but all you need to do is open up your heart and say, "God, give me the strength to believe for the miracle, for the breakthrough." I don't know what it is, what lie in your life you have come into agreement with, that I'm never going to get better, that I'm stuck with this condition, that my kids are always going to remain distant from God, or my marriage is a mess and that's just how it is. I don't know what agreement you've come into align with, but today, all the promises of God over you are yes. And through Him, when you say amen and come into agreement with Him, you see the power of God touch your life. So here's what I'm going to do. Why don't we just all stand up to our feet? And we're going to open up the altars, and our prayer team and our life group leaders, we are all ready to just pray for anyone who tonight is saying, "God, I actually need your touch. I need a breakthrough. I need to experience your power in my life." And I'm telling you, you might not right now feel like you have the faith, but I would encourage you, just have the courage. Have the courage to get out of your seat. Have the courage to come down and say, "God, if you would give me the faith to believe, I will believe. God, if you would give me, God, that peace and that understanding, the strength to stand in these promises, then I want them." Hey, why would you miss out on the promises God has for you when not only does He promise you the things, but He also gives you the strength to believe for them? All you have to do is come to God. meet with Him and walk in that peace that He has for you. So I just feel as I was praying this afternoon that there are people who have been troubled of heart. And some people here, it's sickness. Sickness has troubled your heart. It consumes your thoughts. If sickness consumes your thoughts, God wants to release you from that and He wants to set you free. Family breakdown. Some of you guys are wrestling in the middle of family breakdown. It might be relationally between a husband and a wife or through kids or parents or siblings or whatever. But I just sense there's a tension in your family. And it's almost like because of that, nothing else in your life has joy. It's like sucking the air out of everything else. And God is saying, no, that's not my promise for you. Someone here, self-esteem, you are so self-conscious. Your attention is so upon your what you perceive to be things that you wish you could change. And God is saying, I want you to lift your eyes off yourself and put them back onto me. And He's going to give you a peace. He's going to give you a peace that you couldn't earn. No amount of makeup, no amount of gym could ever earn you the peace that God wants to give you, because He doesn't give like the world gives. He gives as God.
Yes.
There's people here and you have wayward children and you want them to come home to Jesus, but you almost feel like, I just don't know if I can even believe that anymore. I want you to come down the front and be strengthened by God to have faith. And some people here are desiring for children. You're believing that God will bring a breakthrough. You know what? You need to just come and say, God, I need your strength to have the faith for this. Come to Jesus. Get the peace of God. Agree with His word over your life.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.